What's up, crew? My name is Kelsey Zudema, and welcome to the Real is Empowering podcast. Through creating a healthy lifestyle as well as being an entrepreneur, I knew that I could not be in this journey alone. So I wanted to create a podcast that interviewed other real people who are going through an entrepreneurship journey as well as creating a healthy lifestyle and what that means and looks like to them. Through this podcast, I hope to be real as well as empower you on your journey. If you find anything that is beneficial during this podcast, please press share and subscribe. It means a lot to me as I'm just starting out on this platform. Remember, real is empowering. Hadley is a health and lifestyle change coach who helps people feel better in their bodies, have more energy on a day-to-day basis, become more confident in themselves, cultivate a better relationship with food, and become less stressed and more joyful in their day-to-day lives. She graduated from the University of Michigan with a BS in biopsychology, cognition, and neuroscience, and a master's in public health and behavior and health education. Her online group called Happy Healthy Habits combines the concepts of behavioral science, habits for optimal health, and group dynamics to help her clients make lasting, influential changes in their lives. This is Hadley Garrison, soon to be, what's your new last name going to be? I never asked that.
So I actually don't even know if I'm going to change my last name yet. I'm still up in the air, but his last name is Goodall.
Oh, okay. Hey,
so
you could hyphenate it maybe too. Yeah. There's always that option. Hyphenations are good. I love it.
I know. I've thought about that, but Garrison Goodall is quite a mouthful.
That is. Kind of sounds kind of legendary though. It sounds like a powerful name, so.
Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
Exactly. But regardless, I'm already like rabbit trailing. This is a gift that I have. I love rabbit trailing. But this is Hadley, regardless of her last name, this is Hadley, and I know her through her sister and high school and everything like that, and I couldn't think of a better person to bring on the podcast today because of everything that you are up to and what you're doing and just the human that you are. I love following you and watching your content and just everything that you're doing. So with that being said, how about you tell us what you are doing?
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'm so, so happy to be on this podcast. I love listening and, podcasts are like my favorite thing. So thank you so much for having me on here, and getting to share with your audience and just trying to spread the word for good health and
yes,
positivity and all of that. So yeah. So what I do is I run a health coaching business. I help people who, you know, feel frustrated that they can't really gain control over their well-being, their day-to-day lives, their health, all of that kind of thing. And, I help people who are struggling to manage their time, their relationships with food, their stress, their confidence. And what I do is I help them kind of build respect for their bodies and cultivate more body intuition, helping them like acknowledge what they need at any given time, what their bodies need, what their minds need, what their souls need, instead of relying on like sort of external rules or prescriptive rules or things like that, on how to eat, how to move, how to be present, how to like live daily life. I have habits that I help people implement in their lives, but I help them do it in a way that is more intuitive. A lot of times we are inundated with all of this information, like you should be doing this, you should be doing this, you should be doing this. We're distracted all the time. I help people to create more ease in their lives through implementing these habits in the way that's going to work for them in their lifestyle, in whatever age they are, in whatever stage of life they are, whatever season it is. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I do. I have a program called Happy Healthy Habits, and I bring people through that course. It's a group online course, and which is actually very appropriate for right now, because yep. I'm finding that more people need more connection than ever, and it needs to be virtual right now. So that's been, you know, a godsend for sure. But yeah, I help people, I guide people through the structure, which is the habits, the science, which is like the behavioral science aspect of it, and actually being able to implement different health habits. And then also the support, which is the support of my group, of myself. And, you know, I have mentors and stuff like that too, who are helping along the way. So that's kind of a little bit of what I do.
Just love it. I love it. Yeah. It's a lot of it though, and it's a lot of it of what we need. So I love that. And I think that what you're doing is so essential, like, to our world. And a lot of people, I can personally attest, I have been in the frustration phase of creating habits and just within a journey of my healthy lifestyle, because that's what it is. It's a journey that really lasts your whole entire life. And I know from personal experience that those frustration moments can be so defeating and can just really send you into a downward spiral if you don't face them head on. So kind of, I think the process in which you do it is so interesting. And kind of, do you want to run us through maybe, okay, so you have a new client that comes in. You have someone who comes in that has all of these pre-exposed expectations to what healthy lifestyle looks like, to, you know, what I should or shouldn't be doing. How do you take that person and kind of deconstruct almost? Because to me, that can be frustrating as a coach, because you're like, all these societal norms and expectations have been put on us, and many years of them. How do you even begin the process? Where do you start?
Yeah, totally. And I find that diet culture has a part to play in this too, where it's diet culture is, to give it a definition, basically a society that that values weight and beauty standards and things like that over actual health. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times we think that health equals like thinness or a body just looking a certain way, things like that. And that doesn't serve us as a society. It serves the diet industry, but not the individual. And it you know, gets a lot, billions of dollars poured into the diet industry with quick fixes and things like that. But it doesn't actually serve the individual. And we've kind of been taught throughout our lives that it's important to follow a certain, even if it's not a diet, follow a certain set of rules with what we eat or how we exercise or even how we meditate or pray or do any of the like mindfulness things. A lot of times people come into my program being like, okay, just tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. And it's very frustrating when I tell them like, I can't tell you what to do because that's not going to actually serve you in the long term.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the first thing I do with people is like break them out of, the all or nothing paradigm, which is very prevalent in our society, our current society, is like, okay, I am either, it's like perfectionism. I am either doing this perfectly or I'm not doing it at all. Mm-hmm. And I find that, especially for a healthy lifestyle, is what people tend to do. It's what I used to do. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so that's the first thing that we do, is we shift our mindset around that. And we shoot, I always say we shoot for a B minus instead of an A. I was like always shooting for an A, like in high school, yes, and college and everything, you know?
Yep.
But, you know, it's actually way more beneficial for the long term, for sustainability, to be, you know, not being perfect, yes, in any way, shape,
yes,
or form.
I can hit a B minus.
Yeah,
that's a little bit, it's a very high standard. That's achievable, but maybe not maintainable in regards to health. In school,
right,
like, okay, we just do the work, you're good. But in life and healthy, right, journey, like, yeah, I feel that. Okay, keep going. Sorry, I just love that point because I've never heard it referenced like that. So that's,
oh yeah, yeah. I always ask my members, how easy can it be? So a lot of times we think that health has to be really hard. You know, we think that, you know, eating a certain way or, you know, eating healthfully has to be really hard, or exercising has to be really hard. But I always ask, like, how easy can you make it? How small and doable can you make something so that it becomes a consistent habit instead of, like, okay, so the goal here is not the, let's, for example, a workout. The goal is not the one-off workout. It's to become someone who works out. Mm-hmm. And so by that, you know, by that standard, working out 2 minutes a day is going to be way more impactful than 1 hour workout every couple of weeks.
Yes.
And the same goes for, you know, any other health habit as well. And so I help people kind of start to establish those things in a way that works for them. And so, you know, if you've literally never worked out, you've never gone to the gym before or whatever, going to the gym every day for an hour is not going to be feasible. And you might be able to, like, willpower your way through that for a couple weeks, but it's likely not going to stick long term unless you build it up. Mm-hmm. For the rare unicorn, it can work. But usually, especially if you're trying to implement other habits with it, usually it's not going to work because your lifestyle has not built up around it to be able to actually, you know, be sustainable.
Right. Yeah. We already have a lifestyle, which is what's mm-hmm. gotten us to this point. And then to begin to implement new things into that lifestyle, it's like almost kind of like a shock. You're like, mm-hmm. oh, but this is how I've been operating for so long. How do you expect me to add A, B, C, D, E all into my day when I've never calculated mm-hmm. that into my day? So when you begin with a client, do you focus on a few couple of things, or do you try to shift major things, or what does that look like?
Yeah, so what I do is I focus in on these 10 essential health habits. So I focus in on the habits kind of get us to where we want to go. They help us to not only have, like, the actual habits themselves of, you know, eating in a way that serves our bodies, exercising in a way that serves our bodies, being able to, you know, have a mindfulness practice and things like that. But they also help us to gain a respect for ourselves and our bodies. They break us out of that perfectionism mindset. And they help us to, you know, obviously they help us, like, get better sleep and get better metabolic health and all of that kind of thing. But they also help us to really be a lot more joyful and a lot more calm and easeful and grounded in our daily life. So what I do is I help people, you know, with exercise and food. That's kind of the classics, with health, healthy lifestyles. But I also help people with their sleep, which is so important. I also help people with a mindfulness practice, whatever that looks like for them. I call it sitting in silence because it's the least loaded.
Yes. Yep. I like that.
Yep. You know, I help people with actually, like, so the habit itself is called self-massage, literally just, like, rubbing our bodies with our hands, because it helps us to be a lot more cognizant of what our bodies need at any given time, and also help us gain a respect for our bodies. Like, oh wow, like, my body is doing all these cool things. And then also it, if you've ever heard of, like, dry brushing or lymphatic massage, it's really helpful in detoxifying the body, getting the waste out of our lymphatic systems.
Oh, wow.
So yeah.
I've never heard of self-massaging. That's really interesting. I love adding new things into what I'm already doing, and that's definitely going to be my next research topic. Very cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really great for our physical health and also just for gaining that respect for ourselves over time.
Yes.
So yeah, it's really helpful for, like, the confidence and, you know, the way that people might feel about their bodies, their relationship with food, the relationship with exercise, all of that kind of thing, because it just gets us more in tune with ourselves.
Yes. Yeah. I think lack of respect for ourselves is where a lot of our, if you want to call them issues with health or food or fitness or whatever that looks like, I think that's really the foundation of a lot of these issues. And people don't really want to face that because it's kind of scary. Like, I don't think many people would just say, oh yeah, like, I don't respect myself, you know, because no one wants to just be like, yep, I just don't value myself. I don't respect myself. No one really wants to say that out loud. But when we look at our habits in our daily lives, what we do is a direct reflection of how we feel about who we are. And that's basically what it comes down to. And when you can have that mental shift, I think it's huge in your health journey. And I'm sure that, you know, you teach on that because respect is huge. If I don't respect myself, I'm not going to put the things into my body that my body needs. I'm not going to drink my water. I'm not going to eat foods that are good for me. I'm not going to get some sort of movement in. But people can't say it that they don't respect themselves, but instead they just show it, you know? And that's kind of harsh, but sometimes we need tough love, and that's how it is. So if anybody's offended by that, like, you can call me out. That's fine, but I'm going to be straight up. And it was something that I had to come to terms with. So I respect you for teaching self-respect, because a lot of people don't do it. And they just try to go around the issues and, oh, well, like, if we implement this, then, you know, it might fix that problem. Almost like a replacing method instead of a solving method, if you want to put it that way. So,
yeah. And something that I work on with my members that are in my program is So it's kind of like a two-way street. It's like, we need to have respect for ourselves in order to implement these habits, and these habits also help to increase respect for ourselves. And I work with my clients on identity evolution. So, you know, we can't long-term keep doing a habit unless we think of ourselves as someone who does that habit. And whatever that needs to look like for us, like, we likely have to change our identity around that. So if we are not respecting ourselves, like, if we have an identity where we don't like ourselves, then we're going to be way less likely to do all of the habits that we need to do to have the health and longevity and thrive that we want to have.
Yes.
And so being able to both implement the habits and implement this identity evolution of becoming the kind of person who does these things is imperative to actually creating habit change over time.
Yes.
So,
girl, you're so smart. I love this. Like, I'm just like feeding off of this. Like, I love it. But I'm just so like, oh, this is firing me up. Like, go ahead. If you ever feel like you just want to preach, just go ahead, because you got it. You got the wisdom.
It's so fun. I love nerding out on it.
It really is fun. People think that health is not fun, and like how you talked about that preconceived idea that it's hard or not fun or whatever, but it's so fascinating. Like, if I could go back, which there's beauty in my journey and there's a reason for my journey. If I could go back and I believed in myself before I went to college, I would have totally went the route of something to deal with nutrition or fitness or anything, because it really is so interesting. I mean, now luckily we have Google and I have time to sit and read and learn on my own, which is beautiful in itself, but really people think it's so hard. It's really not. It's your body. Like, you have one. So take care of it and learn how to take care of it. And you find beauty in that as you go. And it's really not as overwhelming as people make it to be. So,
yeah. Yeah. And I find that especially in, like, because my group is a group, because it's not just me like telling people what to do, but because it's a group it makes it like actually a fun experience. Like we have a lot of fun along the way, and it doesn't have to be this like big, heavy, hard, like serious thing of like, I'm on a health journey. Like it can be really fun. And yeah, we like go really deep and we uncover all of the like issues and everything, but then we come back up to the surface and we make it fun again. And it's this, this dynamic pulsation of being able to go back and forth between depth and levity. Mm-hmm. And it is really fun.
Yeah. I think you would be the funnest coach. Funnest isn't even a word, I think, but it's fine. I would not go English route if I went back to college, but just like hearing your passion and stuff, I want to know what your why is. Why did you start this journey? Why did you start your business? Everything like that.
Yeah, so it goes way back for sure, as most stories do.
Yeah.
I guess it kind of goes back to just like childhood and the way that I was raised. My parents were like really into self-improvement before I was born.
Yeah.
They were listening to like Wayne Dyer and Deepak Chopra and Tony Robbins and all of the like, you know, modern health gurus or whatever way back in the day. And you know, like how to win friends and influence people, all of those books and tapes and all that kind of thing. And so I remember like reading when I was in high school, they were like, okay, like read this book. And you know, it was like normal to me, actually middle school, like Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Teens and Seven Spiritual Laws of Success for Teens, stuff like that. I was reading, and then I was listening to some of the tapes that they suggested and everything. So, you know, self-development was a really big part of my life, even at a young age. And then also just physical health and well-being was high on my parents' priority list as well. You know, and back then it was like they were, I was the weird kid in high school who like had organic like granola bars.
Yes.
Like before that was a thing.
Yep.
I don't know if you remember Abby ever having any weird food, but that was definitely
Abby always had healthy food. I was like, dang. Like,
yes.
Okay. I love it.
Yeah. And so it was like that was a really big part of my life. However, and I'm very grateful for that. However, there was a really big part of it that revolved around body image and like looking a certain way for sure. And that's just, you know, the way that society kind of is right now. So there's no fault of, you know, like my parents or my family or my school or whatever. It wasn't anyone's fault, but it was the fault of the society that we're living in. But I remember I felt very self-conscious about my body, even from like 10, maybe before then. And then I started feeling self-conscious about like my relationship with food later on, because of my self-consciousness with my body. And so that all kind of culminated in me really trying to control a lot of things, control my health, control the way my body looked, all of that kind of thing. And so, you know, going through all of that, and then it really, the worst part of it was probably my junior year of college. I was pretty stressed junior year of college. It's a pretty tough year. And I was not feeding myself the way that my body needed. I was not getting the sleep that my body needed. And I also just felt really bad about myself. I was irritable. I got, you know, ear infection. Like I used to get ear infections when I was a kid, but then I got one when I was like 21.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't know that still was a thing that could happen. So I was getting sick all the time. And I had psoriasis like all over my face and stuff too. So that was kind of my lowest health point, I would say, and my lowest like self-confidence point and all of that. And then after that, I kind of started to get into Ayurveda, which is this ancient health science. It's an Indian health science. It's a sister science to yoga. And basically they have it's a whole medical system, but they suggest these habits. And that's what I now coach people through. And that it's now all proven by modern science to be effective in optimal health. But I went through a coaching program to learn how to teach these habits. Well, first I went through the program myself and it changed my life. And then I went through how to coach that.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of how I was like, okay, this is exactly what I've always wanted to do. I originally thought I wanted to be a doctor because I wanted to do something with people. And that was kind of like the thing to do. Yeah. It's like, okay, well then you be a doctor. But I decided to kind of go more of the coaching route. After I finished my master's, I was like, my master's was in health behavior and health education in public health. And it was like, okay, I need to help people really, with the actual behavioral science side of things, because you can have all of the information in the world. And we do, because we have the internet.
Yes.
We can have all of the information, but not actually make any changes in our lives, because we need that guidance and support and the behavioral science side of things.
Yes.
So that's the long answer to why I do what I do.
I think it's so important though, because, you know, a lot of people find this passion to help people on a healthy journey because they went through it themselves. Mm-hmm. And if you can help people not do what you did or help people through what happened to you, then, you know, there's such a big fulfillment in that. And it shows in your passion and your excitement when you talk about it. So that's really, really cool. And it's funny that you said that last comment about, you know, how we have all the information in the world, but sometimes we just can't figure it out because we don't know how to apply it. And that's where we need help. And it's really funny because I just did a mini episode yesterday on my podcast and it was information plus action equals results. So it's like, yes, basically just talking, it was a more along the lines of, you know, like personal development and learning and stuff. But really, if you don't have the action behind the information, you're never going to progress. And that's where the frustration comes in, because people are like, okay, I have all this stuff and, you know, I researched this, but I don't know how to apply it in life and I don't know what that looks like on a daily basis. So that's where health coaches and people who know how to apply it come in and can relieve that frustration. So that's really cool. I think whys are so empowering and inspiring, and I love hearing people's whys, because if you don't have a why, it's like you don't have a foundation to what you are doing. You know, so
I think the first thing I do with my members is help them uncover their deeper why for why they're doing this stuff.
I love it. Yeah.
Literally the first thing.
Because that's going to be what is consistent in your journey. It's going to be the consistent reminder of why did you start? Why are you doing this? You know, like, and if you don't know, then it's hard to get somewhere. It'd be like if you went on a road trip and you don't know where you're going, you know,
yeah,
or why are you going there? And you show up in California and you're like, I don't know why I'm here. Like, you know what I mean? It's just logically, it doesn't make sense. But if we put it into like health terms, sometimes people don't really think about, oh, that makes sense, you know?
Right.
So,
yeah. And a lot of times people think, okay, so I should be doing this, this, and this. But yeah, if they don't have the like, okay, but why would you actually want to do that? Then they're never going to really do it long term. They're never really going to see the benefit of it. Even if they do like muscle their way through it, it's likely that they won't see as much of a benefit as they could if they knew their deeper why behind it.
Yes.
So.
Yes. It's definitely a longevity mindset. I would preach that day in and day out. If you're looking for quick results, it's not going to work. But if you're looking for a lifetime of health, like that is when, okay, get started and get going and we'll figure it out. But longevity over everything.
So yeah, not into quick fixes over here.
Nope. I don't like using the word diet. It's just a personal preference. I'm like, nope, I'm not on a diet. I'm like, I'm living a healthy lifestyle. That's what it is. Like, the word diet literally has the word die in it. Like, because it's gonna die. Like, you're not gonna stick with it. Like, sorry to burst your bubble, but it's just true. But so with healthy lifestyle, I want to know if you could put into your own definition what a healthy lifestyle means to you. What would that be?
A healthy lifestyle for me is, it actually looks like not necessarily thinking about trying to be healthy all the time. Mm. It's more about having these habits automated so that I don't have to think about like trying to do all the things all the time. So a lot of times what people come into like conversations with me when they like want to talk about joining my course is like, they're like, I just need the motivation. I just need like the willpower to make all this stuff happen. And it's actually willpower. There's a great book. I believe it's Benjamin Hardy. Called Willpower Doesn't Work. And it's essentially the fact that we can't sustainably long term again, keep ourselves motivated. What happens is decision fatigue, and this is like a term in psychology, where if we are making little small decisions for ourselves all day long, about, you know, should I eat this or this? Should I meditate or not? Should I sleep this much? Should I get to bed at this time or should I stay up later? If we're making these decisions for ourselves all day long, we are going to have decision fatigue and we're not going to actually be able to make as great of decisions later in the day. So, grocery stores know this, and that's why they have, those like in the aisles right before you check out. That's why they have like all of those little things for way more expensive. Because you've made decisions all the way throughout the entire grocery store and you now have decision fatigue. And so you're way more likely to buy the thing that you don't need and that you didn't even want coming into the grocery store. It's like the impulse buy. And so that is the concept of decision fatigue in like a micro scale, but that also is relevant in our day-to-day lives. It's why it's part of the reason why a lot of people will, spend the day making all of these decisions for themselves and then end up just crashing on the couch, eating something that like makes them feel really bad. And just, not making the decisions that are going to actually help them feel really good. So what we need to do is actually automate those habits instead of having it all rely on motivation. And so that's why I really love to do what I do so that people don't have to, because if we're thinking about our health all the time, or if we're thinking about food all the time, which is something that I used to do and what a lot of people do, especially who are trying to be healthy, we don't have the capacity to do other stuff. It's like, we don't have the capacity to, I mean, one of my biggest life missions is to make a big impact on other people in the world. And like the environment and like, you know, all of these things, like I have bigger passions than just, you know, eating a certain way or whatever. So when we can actually start to get these habits in place, then we can think about other things and we can make this huge impact on the world if that's what we want to do.
Yes. So, first of all, mind blown about decision fatigue. Like, I will never look at the, like, the items in the checkout aisle the same again. Secondly, it's so true. You have to have a freedom from thinking about, should I eat this? Should I not? Should I do this? Should I not? And that makes so much sense as to why we crash at the end of the night or at the end of the day or whatever that looks like, or keeping our motivation going. And I think it's so important to, like you talked about, having that automated response where it just becomes a lifestyle. It's natural and you live a little. So if you want to, you know, eat some ice cream, it's like you're not beating yourself up about it because you've already created this healthy lifestyle that says, you know what, like 90% of the time I'm on and it's natural and it's good, and 10% of the time I eat ice cream or whatever that looks like, but it's okay and it's not detrimental and I will live and my genes will probably fit the same way and it's fine. Like, you know what I mean? So once we get over the fact that we feel like every decision we make is like, I'm either going to succeed in my journey or I'm going to fail. It's like not putting that much weight on whether we do or do not do something. So I think that's really, really cool. So I think as we kind of wrap up this episode, I want to ask you if you have someone just asking, hey, what are some simple ways that I can start to implement these habits into my daily life to start creating my own health journey? What would be some of the first few things that you would give them to say, okay, here's how you jumpstart your journey?
Yeah, I would say get really curious. So trade your guilt, your shame, your perfectionism, trade all of that for curiosity. You know, one thing that I really am a huge proponent of is start noticing how different things that you do in your day-to-day life make you feel. So a lot of times we give our power over to like our, the power of our health, of our bodies over to an expert. So we, you know, we ask someone, okay, what should I do for myself? You know, what should I, like I said, like, what should I eat? What should I, how should I move my body? How should I do all of these different things? And what I, you know, there are guidelines. It's great to know like nutrition, and it's great to know like some different information to be able to start to make those decisions for ourselves. So I'm like a huge proponent of like self-study and also of figuring out, okay, what are the most optimal things to do for a human body and whatever, biohacking and all that kind of thing. I love nerding out on it, but it really comes down to how do different things make you feel on a day-to-day basis? A lot of times what we teach kids is like, don't do this or you'll have this later in your life. And that we've found through research that that doesn't actually work. Kids especially are way less likely to implement something because it has like impacts down the road. They want to see actual in the moment, you know, results for what they're doing. So if something's not making them feel bad in the moment, then they're not likely to change it. But I would say that if we are really in tune with our bodies, we can tell when something actually does not serve us in the moment. Mm-hmm. So we can tell when we're sitting too much and our bodies just feel lethargic. We can tell when we eat something that isn't great for us, or too much of it or whatever it is, and it doesn't feel good in our bodies. A lot of people in our world, our culture, just have overridden that so much and rely so much on external sources for telling them what to do, that we have no idea how our bodies feel. A lot of people that I talk to have no idea what hunger feels like, and they have no idea what satiation feels like. And so getting in touch with that and just getting curious about our body's physical sensations, is the first step for a lot of people. Just noticing, oh, when I eat this, this happens in my body and that feels good. So I want to, you know, do that in the future. Or when I do yoga, my body feels awesome. Or when I don't do anything all day and like I sit around, my body feels really, maybe my mind really feels really sluggish and cloudy and not mentally clear.
Yeah.
So we just start to notice our bodies and our minds and how the different things are affecting us. And that's really the first step, I would say, for starting a healthy lifestyle.
Self-awareness. Yeah. That is kind of summed up what it means. And that's where we lack a lot in society is being self-aware. So I think that's a beautiful and perfect first step for someone. And I know that someone who's listening is going to benefit from that. I know that I benefit from that. So at least there's one person. But I could honestly just like listen to you talk all day. Like your wisdom and your passion and just everything I think is amazing. And it has me so fired up to like go and I'm going to learn more about health and all this stuff and remain curious like you suggested. Like I think that's really an amazing tip as well in itself. But I really have enjoyed having you on and I appreciate you taking your time out of your day to come on and speak to listeners and just give the wisdom that you've learned through your journey. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's so fun. I feel like I could talk to you all day about this stuff. It's my favorite.
We might have to just schedule another one where we just
feed off
of each other because seriously, I'm like, oh, I just want to learn more from this girl. But really, thank you. I appreciate it so, so much. And I hope that you are staying healthy and safe as all this is going on and hopefully coming to an end soon. So
thank you. You too.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, girl. I'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Later. Thanks for tuning in this week. I hope you benefited from something within that podcast and stay on the lookout for next week's podcast. If you want to connect with me, if you have feedback, if you want to follow me, you can find me on my page Crew, K-R-E-W underscore work, W-E-R-K, just Crew spelled backwards. Go give that Insta page a follow and there you can find my blog as well, which is chock full with valuable content that I've learned through my journey, tips, tricks, and everything in between. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and it's real and empowering.